Seeing nothing else happening, I guess that's my cue. Good morning, fellow followers of the way, my fellow followers of Jesus Christ, my brothers and sisters of the Ontario United Methodist Church. I am so pleased to be back with you this morning. Hello. You know, I'm going to be speaking a little later about a subject that has been the root cause of the split of many churches. And so I thank Larry for turning the air conditioning on this morning because I plan to raise the heat a little bit later. But first I'd like to tell you a little bit about love. Love is actually something that has no value and it's worth nothing, totally useless, until it's given away. And that's when it takes on value. And so if you would, Jeff, please, I'd share a little bit about that with you. You'll have to forgive me, I picked up my chest condition with the pollen lately. And so I might cough once in a while. Some say love, it is a river that drowns the tender reed. Some say love, it is a razor that leaves your soul to bleed. Some say love, it is a hunger, an endless aching need. I say love, it is a flower, and God, its only seed. God's seed, and with his son's love, in the spring they produce the rose. Thank God for his love that he shares so graciously with us. Well, as I said, I promised to turn the heat up a little bit. I really, really hope not, because what I have to share with you is easily understood, and it may bring to light some better understanding of something that's, like I said, been a source of division for a long time. Now, you may have read in the bulletin or on the marquee out front the sermon title. It's incorrect. They left an S off. Faith versus works, not work. But that's a minor typo there. So the question is salvation by faith alone or by faith plus works? And that's been the source of a lot of argument over the centuries. What's the answer? Well, this is perhaps the most important question in all of Christian theology. The question is salvation by faith alone or by faith plus works? That question is the cause of the Reformation, the split between the Protestant churches and the Catholic Church. That question is the key difference between biblical Christianity and most of the Christian cults that we have today. Is salvation by faith alone or by faith plus works? Am I saved just by believing in Jesus? Or do I have to believe in Jesus and then do certain things? The question of faith alone or faith plus works is made difficult by some hard to reconcile Bible passages. If we compare Romans 3:28 and 5:1 with Galatians 3:24, then we can see where the conflict comes up. In Romans 3:28, we read, "For we hold that one is justified by faith apart from works of the law." And in 5:1, "Therefore, since we have been justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ." Well, in Galatians 3:24, "So then, the law was our guardian until Christ came in order that we might be justified by faith." So you compare that with James, and 2:24, you see that a person is justified by works and not by faith alone. Some see a difference between Paul, who is salvation by faith alone, and James, salvation is by faith plus works. Paul dogmatically says that justification is by faith alone, Ephesians 2:8-9, "For by grace you have been saved through faith, and this is not of your own doing. It is a gift of God, not a result of works, so that no one may boast." While James appears to be saying that justification is by faith plus works, this apparent problem is answered by examining what exactly James is talking about. You see, James is refuting the belief that a person can have faith without producing any good works. In James 2:17-18, we read, "So also faith by itself, if it does not have works, is dead. But someone will say, 'You have faith and I have works. Show me your faith apart from your works, and I will show you my faith by my works.'" James is emphasizing the point that genuine faith in Christ will produce a changed life and good works. Amen? In James 2:20-26, we read, "Do you want to be shown, you foolish person, that faith apart from works is useless? Was not Abraham, our father, justified by works when he offered up his son Isaac on the altar? You see that faith was active along with his works, and faith was completed by his works. And the scriptures are fulfilled that says, 'Abraham believed God, and God counted to him as righteousness.' And he was called a friend of God." You see that a person is justified by works and not by faith alone. And in the same way, was not also Rahab the prostitute, justified by works when she received the messengers and sent them out by another way. For as the body apart from the spirit is dead, so also faith apart from works is dead. Faith apart from works is dead. James is not saying that justification is by faith plus works, but rather that a person who is truly justified by faith will have good works in his or her life. If a person claims to be a believer, now hear me now, if a person claims to be a believer but has no good works in his or her life, then he or she likely does not have genuine faith in Christ. And as a result, he or she most likely does not have salvation. James 2:14, what good is it, my brothers, if someone says he has faith but does not have works? Can faith alone save him? So also faith by itself, if it does not have works, is dead. Do you want to be shown, you foolish person, that faith apart from works is useless? For as the body apart from the spirit is dead, so also faith apart from works is also dead. Paul says the same thing in his writings. The good fruit believers should have in their lives is listed in Galatians 5:22-23. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. Against such things, there is no law. Immediately after telling us that we are saved by faith, not works, in Ephesians we're told, for by grace you've been saved through faith, and this is not of your own doing. It is a gift of God, not a result of works, so that no one may boast. Paul informs us that we were created to do good works. Ephesians 2:10, for we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them. So before you were even consumed in your mother's womb, God had prepared works for you to do in your life. There's no argument with that. It's in the Word of God. Paul expects just as much of a changed life as James does. 2 Corinthians 5:17. Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. The old has passed away, and behold, the new has come. James and Paul do not disagree in their teaching regarding salvation. They approach the same subject from different perspectives. Paul simply emphasizes that justification is by faith alone, while James puts emphasis on the fact that genuine faith in Christ produces good works. Excuse me. If you've ever been up here, you know how parched you can get. So in closing, I've been dying to say that. Usually when a preacher says in closing, that means he's got another 30 or 45 minutes of sermon left. I've been waiting for so long. So in closing, to settle this long-standing debate, to answer this lifelong question, let me just say this, much the same as Paul said. For by grace you've been saved through faith. And this is not of your own doing. It is the gift of God, not of works, so that anyone can boast. Be assured that no one has ever been, nor will anyone ever be, saved by works. The only works powerful enough to save you are the works performed by our dear Lord Jesus on the cross of Calvary. However, the true test of anyone's genuine, effective salvation will be the good works one does as a result of their indebtedness to Jesus for what he's done for us. In other words, once saved by faith, we will develop an attitude of gratitude. And that attitude of gratitude will move us toward the works that God created for us to do in His plan for our lives. Case closed, and bless you all. Jeff, that's what I believe. Thank you.
receive the benediction. Now may the Lord of peace himself give you peace at all times and in every way as you grow in faith and bear the fruit of God as given to you in the death, life, resurrection of our Lord Jesus Christ. The Lord be with you all. Amen.